When I lay down to sleep at the end of my quest, I put all dreams of glory aside. But I wake to a world that is still in distress, and a call that cannot be denied. For where giants once wandered, great dragons now smolder, the sky bleak and black with their smoke. Until no one remembers a sky without embers, and the world is beginning to choke. Shall I stand by and watch the world burn? I shall not. It is time I returned. I see dragons reach out with their terrible claws to devour the world's coal and oil. Then they lie on the beach belching fire without pause, bringing vast iron kettles to boil. And they boil so much water, the world's grown much hotter, no sword can compel them to yield. I must call upon those who had once been my foes. Oh, giants, come take to the field. They're windmills, not giants, you say. Let the windmills charge into the fray. Does the dragon's great strength fill the people with fright? Do they say we are destined to lose? Do they say only they can make power and light? Well, I say that the people must choose. Windmills do the same duty, but wind's much less sooty, far cleaner than coal-fired steam. If we only begin this, the windmills can win this. It's not an impossible dream. Decide ye whose banner you'll fly. Decide ye whose lightning you'll buy. Now I am not the only one sparing a thought for the day when the dragons are trounced. But most folks turn away and they call us Quixotic, when that's not how my name is pronounced. I am I, Don Quixote, the Lord of La Mancha, or at least that's who I used to be. And I swear on my honor, I'll master these monsters, and I ask you to fight them with me. Don't stand by and watch the world burn. Let the windmills rise up to return.